Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When we're talking boss fights, putting up with devastating combos and instant kill attacks is one thing. But it's a step too far when a baddie keeps regenerating their health, distorts your controls, or they're immune to the most effective of your attacks. It can also throw you off if a boss relies on a tactic you haven't seen before, since you haven't had a chance to adapt to it. There's also nothing more infuriating than walking into the boss's domain with the perfect way to win, only to learn the enemy has disabled that very strategy. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 And WTF, they can't do that, boss fights in video games. Number 10, Chef Antoine Keeps Eating, Dead Rising 2. After arriving in the Royal Flush Plaza in Dead Rising 2, Chuck Green encounters the owner, Antoine Thomas. At first, Antoine believes Chuck is a reporter who intends to give him a career-defining interview. The so-called King of Cuisine goes nuts when he realizes that's not the case, kicking off the boss battle. Players probably assumed that this fight would be a breeze since it's early days in the main campaign and a crazy cook armed with a frying pan doesn't sound particularly intimidating. However, this boss relies on one of the most hated strategies in all of gaming, which is constant healing. Antoine scurries away every time he suffers damage and wolfs down a snack, which replenishes his health. Even if he's at death's door, the demented chef can be back to full health before you know it. Chuck has to stay as close to Antoine as possible to stop the dish-serving maniac from stuffing his face. This strategy brings its own problems, though, since it leaves you open for attack. As a result, this brawl drags out way longer than it should. Number 9. Providence attempts to delete your save file. Bravely Second and Leia. In Bravely Second's climax, our band of heroes must face off against a despair-devouring deity called Providence. The celestial entity relies on healing, group attacks, and instant death spells that can't be blocked. As infuriating as these attacks are, RPG veterans wouldn't expect anything less from the final boss. At a certain point, Providence won't just attack the heroes, but the player. Once the self-proclaimed god has lost enough health, it'll point out how the heroes are being forced to fight by them. Providence then looks directly at the camera, stating, "Yes, I speak to you." Acknowledging that the battle takes place in a video game, Providence brings up the main menu and then, taking control of the cursor, it prepares to delete every save file. Thankfully, our heroes step in to stop Providence, allowing the showdown to continue as normal. Of course, this threat is just a bluff, since Providence can't actually wipe your save data, but nevertheless, it was a heart-pounding moment for those who genuinely believed they might have to start the game over from scratch. Number 8. Mr. X Sends You Back 2 Levels, Streets of Rage. In Sega's classic beat-em-up, Axel Stone, Blaze Fielding, and Adam Hunter must make their way through 8 stages before fighting the enigmatic crime lord Mr. X. Before getting down to business, the uncreatively named villain asks the scrappy fighters if they'd consider working for him. After rejecting his offer, the good guys face Mr. X in a final showdown. However, things turn out very differently if Axel and his friends take Mr. X up on his offer. By agreeing to his terms, the criminal mastermind activates a booby trap, sending our heroes all the way back to level 6. That means the player has to go through level 6, 7, and 8 all over again if you want to finish the main campaign. But considering the final stage is a gauntlet against all the bosses and the player should have very few lives left at this point, it's almost impossible to win Streets of Rage if you accept Mr. X's false deal. For this reason, most players will quit the game after being tossed back to level 6, knowing it's futile to continue. Number 7. Shodan Distorts Your Aim, System Shock. System Shock opens with an anonymous hacker getting caught while trying to access files in a corporate space station. When the system's taken over by an evil AI called Shodan, the hacker realizes he's the only one who can stop it from obliterating the world. Knowing Shodan cannot be defeated physically, the accidental hero enters cyberspace to destroy the automaton's true form. Upon entering Shodan's domain, the sentient machine fills the screen with an image of its own face, pixel by pixel. If Shodan fills the entire screen with its robotic mug before its health gauge is depleted, it's game over. This is tricky since it becomes increasingly difficult to see the target as the battle progresses. Just to make this encounter more frustrating, the cyber god manipulates the targeting reticule, making it nearly impossible for you to shoot straight. With the hacker unable to see or aim, the fight is a total nightmare. Since Shodan is basically the Hitler version of a supercomputer, it was never going to be a fair fight. And yet the hapless hacker was probably not expecting the final bout to be this one-sided. Number 6. Punchinello can't be attacked directly. Super Mario RPG Remake. Although Super Mario RPG Remake has some challenging enemies, nothing compares to the post-game bosses. Unless players have mastered timed blocks, Mario and his friends don't stand a chance against the post-game version of Punchinello. The combustible puppet keeps summoning Bob-ombs, which will almost certainly kill Mario's team upon contact. Since each Bob-omb has a ton of health, it's tough to destroy them before they charge into our heroes. As such, the only way to survive is to block just as the bomb runs into Mario or his companion. Since this is a long battle, players need to perform dozens of timed blocks, knowing that one miscalculation can result in a game over. But that's not all. Punchinello is resistant to direct attacks, so there's no point attacking him. Instead, Mario's party have to execute timed hits on Bob-ombs so they blow up in his face. However, Punchinello has so much health, the act needs to be performed 40 freaking times. For the record, pulling off a timed hit 10 times is tough. Pulling it off 20 times is a fluke. Pulling it off 40 freaking times is living hell. People who initially found this remake too easy will surely be eating their words after throwing down with this guy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. Motaro ignores blocking. Mortal Kombat 3. Although Mortal Kombat's big bad Shao Kahn is the reigning champion of cheap tactics, Motaro is a close second. Debuting in Mortal Kombat 3, the Horned Centaur must be defeated before combatants can throw down with the final boss. Unfortunately, Motaro has no intention of fighting fair, constantly teleporting, cutting off combos, and unleashing special moves that cause over 50% of damage. Unlike Shao Kahn, Motaro can't be spammed with projectiles, since he's immune to them. Not only that, projectiles are redirected back to the sender, hitting them instead. However, Mataro's most infuriating move is the grab and punch. Throughout the brawl, the equine sub-boss keeps picking up his opponent by the throat and smashing them across the room. Not only is this move devastating, it's unblockable. Since Mataro keeps performing the grab and punch over and over, there's little reason to block throughout the fight, leaving his opponent open for his other unfair attacks. Despite the fact MK fans were happy to see Mataro return in 2023's Mortal Kombat 1, it's hard to understand why, since veterans of the series shouldn't have fond memories of the four-legged fiend. Number 4. Mitch Connor ignores the rules. South Park: The Fractured Butthole. Throughout South Park: The Fractured Butthole, the new kid and his buddies must contend with all sorts of eccentric bosses. However, none of these enemies are as difficult or as infuriating as Mitch Connor, aka Eric Cartman's hand. Since Cartman is infamous for being a sore loser, it's not surprising to learn Mitch cheats upon every encounter, especially during the final showdown. In this brawl, Mitch makes up rules on the fly, randomly hitting all party members with status effects, teleporting with no warning, switching characters' positions, redirecting attacks, and stealing the player's turn. Even if the new guy's party hits Mitch with a devastating move, the evil hand sometimes receives no damage, claiming he wasn't ready, so it doesn't count. The battle becomes more confusing when Mitch splits into two, appearing on the hand of Cartman and Kyle. So not only does the new guy have to contend against two final bosses, he also has to put up with twice as much cheating. Number 3. LeChuck keeps teleporting you. Monkey Island 2. The Monkey Island series is infamous for its brutal difficulty, offering the vaguest clues possible to help treasure-hunting hero and mighty pirate Guybrush Threepwood on his quest. Even when it's crystal clear what actions must be taken, players often find themselves unable to continue for one simple reason: the games are mind-bogglingly hard. Few moments in the franchise demonstrate this better than the climax of Monkey Island 2: LeChuck's Revenge. After traversing through Dinky Island's tunnels, Guybrush is confronted by the zombified pirate LeChuck. The titular villain attempts to kill Guybrush by stabbing a voodoo doll in his likeness. However, this action causes the noble adventurer to teleport to another room, giving him time to find materials to devise a voodoo doll of LeChuck. Although it's a creative battle, it's a pain from beginning to end. While looking for materials, LeChuck reappears every 30 seconds, casting Guybrush somewhere else entirely. This is infuriating since the evil revenant seems to emerge just as players are making progress. What's worse is Guybrush is teleported randomly, making it nigh on impossible to strategize. By the time you figure out where you are, you're whisked off to another location all over again. Number 2. Ganondorf's Flurry Rush plus Health Bar. The Legend of Zelda: Tears of the Kingdom. After Link descends into the bowels of Hyrule, he'll come face to face with his longtime rival, Ganondorf. Players know the Demon King is not going down without a fight, but this one is especially brutal. First-time players should prepare for this bout to the best of their ability, arming themselves with potions, health-regenerating food, fairies, sturdy armor, and upgraded weaponry. However, Ganondorf has one tactic nobody was ready for. Like Link, the godlike sorcerer has the ability to flurry rush. As a result, the Scourge of Hyrule can evade Link's sword strikes and counterattack while he's vulnerable. Ganondorf's flurry rush totally throws players off at first, since no enemy in the game uses this strategy. What's worse is he can perform Flurry Rush in the middle of Link's Flurry Rush, which is quite frankly just rude. That isn't the only thing the Wicked Warlock has up his sleeve though. Once his health bar is depleted, he activates his full power, kicking off the second phase of the battle. Multi-phase fights are pretty common in The Legend of Zelda, so that's not a huge surprise. However, it's a shock to see Ganondorf's new health bar grow and grow and grow until it trails towards the edge of the screen. In that moment, players realize the fight's gonna be a hell of a lot tougher and a hell of a lot longer than they first anticipated. Number 1. Yang is immune to special attacks. Sifu. Sifu made huge waves upon release due to its unique mechanic that causes the protagonist to age each time they're killed. However, the martial arts brawler also stood out because of its outrageous difficulty curve. Though our hero can stave off death multiple times during a single run, victory never comes easy. Unless all techniques have been mastered, the game over screen will become a very common sight. Even though the main villain Yang is expected to be tough, nobody's prepared for the final penny drop. Due to Yang's relentless attacks and merciless counters, players will want to rely on focus, since it slows down the action and does serious damage to enemies. Only then do players realize Yang has deactivated the focus option, rendering all of the strongest attacks useless. This revelation is more heartbreaking for anyone who unlocked and upgraded every focus technique under the false belief they proved themselves useful in the final battle. Sadly, Yang can only be defeated with old-school martial arts, surgical timing, and pinpoint precision. If you didn't master those techniques, it's a safe bet this fight will not go your way.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.